always that I am more luckier than Shiv Baba. How? How is that I am more luckier than Shiv Baba? Because there is nobody in this world who can give proper introduction of Shiv Baba. And so he has to introduce himself. Whereas I am luckier that I have not to introduce myself. Sister Hemlata could introduce me. And so, in that respect, I am more luckier than Shiv Baba. Because at least there is somebody who can introduce me better than what I could introduce myself. And today's topic, I have been told in the morning that based on today's Murli, and that how to be the jewel of contentment. Yesterday when I was on the stage with Bab Dada, sister asked me what should be the topic. I suggested that we should give information about the legal setup here in India of our this institution. But then the sister said that no, your talk should be based on the today's Murli. So she gave me this topic in the morning. But I feel that I can do compromise there also, half of the time on the topic of the Murli. That means how to be jewel of contentment. And half of the time on the legal aspect also, because you must know the legal background and the beauty of this institution as a legal entity also. You may be well versed with the spiritual identification of this institution, but you may not be so, I would say, having in detail knowledge about the legal aspect, legal identity of this institution. And this is also a very unique legal identification. So I think I will try to do the justice to both the topics. And I don't know how many of you can understand Hindi. The song, you see, our brother had played just now, Sab kuch mil gaya aapse to phir auron se mangne ki kya zarurat hai, that is the song. You know the difference between a poet and an orator, that an orator may not be able to convey the meaning in his lecture for more than 2 or 3 hours also, but a poet can convey the meaning, the heart and the essence of the meaning of the topic in few lines only. And same thing has happened here, you see, just now. Those who know Hindi, you see, can easily understand the meaning of that song, and because it is directly connected with today's topic. And what I can say in half an hour or more than that has been easily conveyed and beautifully conveyed in 3 minutes song. That, oh God, you see, we have got everything from you. When we have received everything from you, then why we should demand anything? Why should we aspire or desire from somebody else? Oh God, we love you so much. And then you see, we love you so much, and therefore now we need not love anybody, and we do not demand also love from anybody. Like that, you see, the poet has expressed his desire, and that how he can have a contented life after having acquired connection and after having established relationship with God the Supreme. It's a beautiful song, directly connected with Baba's knowledge. The topic is well connected with the history or with the Murlis of last 1 or 2 years. You know, Baba is a supreme teacher also. Most of you and most of us know Baba as the supreme father. But he is also supreme teacher also. For example, in today early morning, Murli Baba said that God is a supreme small dot, tiny little dot. And then Baba said somebody may ask this question, that why this was not told from the beginning. And then Baba said that if it had been said in the beginning, you would not have accepted. You would not have understood. You would not have agreed to what I am saying. So this is how Baba is slowly and slowly introducing his topic. And so he slowly and slowly is teaching us this divine knowledge. He is a supreme teacher, beautiful teacher, and beautiful mastery on the language also. Yesterday also, you know, tautology is very difficult. Alliteration is also very difficult in spiritual dimension. And yesterday Baba said that when you will be surrendering, you see, you may, when I call you, you see, there will be seva, sati, or center, S-S-S. So like that, you see, alliteration was the beautiful. Unfortunately, most of you do not understand Hindi, and therefore you do not understand the beauty of the language. Beauty of ideas, beauty of the philosophy behind the words uttered by, behind the Baba's words, Baba's Murli, you understand, but you do not understand the beauty of the language. That is, there the mastery of Baba on the language, because he is author, complete author, and complete mastery on the language. And this is how Baba is teaching. Year before last, you see, Baba had asked us to utilize our power of pickup and power to withdraw. And he gave us this instruction to utilize this power of pickup and power to withdraw in our daily life. So he gave us about 2 years' time to utilize this power to pick up and power to withdraw. Power to pick up is very essential, because ultimately, at the time of disaster, if your things are well scattered all over the world or all over the area or in many shares and stocks and whatnot, in many businesses and all those things, then what will happen? If you cannot, and if you have not packed up all your things, then ultimately what will happen? That at the time of destruction, you will try to accumulate all those things, and then what will happen? At the time of destruction will be so short, it will come suddenly. It will not give you advance intimation, and suddenly it will happen. And at that time, if you are not having accumulated assets, concentrated assets, if you are not packed up all your assets, if they are scattered all over the world, then what will happen? At that time Baba said that you will remember not me, and that means Baba, but you will remember all your assets. Oh, it is here, it is there, it is there, it is there. And so, what will happen? At the end, in those ultimate and last few minutes of your existence, of this 83rd or 84th birth, you will not be able to remember Baba. And therefore it is very essential to have this power of backup and power to withdraw from all those things, from all your requirements of the modern world. I give you recently one example that in India, what happened that, you know, there is always that problem between fanatics, fundamentalists and fanatics of different religions. So the fundamentalists of Hindu religion, they were coming by train. They were returning from Ayodhya, where the problem is of construction of one temple of Lord Rama. When they were returning, suddenly at one station, a mob of people tried to attack the railway train, and particularly they tried to set on fire one whole bogie or whole carriage. So they were pouring kerosene and petrol and all those things, and it was set on fire. There were six ladies, they were returning back. They were of same village, and they were in the one compartment in. And then when they saw that fire is there, you see, they said, come on, let us get out of this compartment. Four of them left the compartment immediately, and they could save their lives. But the other two, they could not decide to jump out of the carriage, out of the railway compartment immediately. They said, let us collect our belongings, our luggage and all those things. So they spent 5 minutes in collecting their baggage. And by the time they tried to get out, they could not get out because the flames were there. They were caught in those flames. So out of six, four could be saved and other two could not be saved because they could not detach themselves from their luggage and all those things, from their belongings. They wanted to save not only themselves, but their luggage also. And then what happened? Those two sisters died. They were not Brahma Kumari sisters, but I am just giving you example that if they had their power to pick up and power to withdraw, if they had disattached from their luggage and all those things, they could have saved their lives. Same thing happened, you know, on 11th of September on World Trade Center in USA. You must be knowing it's a part of history now, that our brother Ram Prakash, I don't know, many of you who might have traveled through New York must have met brother Ram Prakash. Uncle, you must have met Ram Prakash. So brother Ram Prakash was working in that World Trade Center on 64th floor. And the moment that first aeroplane struck that World Trade Center, the lights went off, lifts could not work. And so brother Ram Prakash, he was a senior officer. He had about 18-20 people working under him. So he told everybody, come on, let us get out of this building. Because now there are no lights, no lifts, let us get out of this building immediately. And they started climbing down from the 64th floor of that building. And in the next door cabin, when another lady was there, she was holding of equal rank of that of brother Ram Prakash. And he went there and he told that lady that, come on, let us get out. And she said, no, I have got some work. Let me finish this work. Let me take 10 minutes. And then after finishing my work, I will come out from this building. And so she and her 15-20 colleagues, they remained in that World Trade Center. And you know, it's part of history now that brother Ram Prakash and his colleagues who were working under him, they could easily come out of that World Trade Center building. And his own counterpart, working as a head of another department, that lady and his junior colleagues, they were all caught in that fire and that when the building collapsed, and they all died. And this is how, that is the importance of power to pick up and power to withdraw. And so this is what Baba has told us for the last 2 years. That was not in this last season, but prior to that, earlier season that was there. And therefore at the end of the first, and that means earlier season, Baba had asked this question, very important question to all of us, twice he has asked, that are you happy with your efforts in the present age? Whatever efforts now you are putting in, are you happy? Do you think that the quantity and quality of efforts that you are putting in will give you the best result? You will be able to attain the highest status and you will be in that rosary of 8 beads only. That is the question which has been asked by Baba at the end of the, last season, but prior to that season. That answer this question, are you happy? Do you think that whatever efforts that you are putting in at the moment, at the present age, in this modern world, you see, that will give you the best result? If yes, then it's okay. If not, then change your lifestyle. Because time is valuable. This time, you see, is the golden time in order to attain status, highest status in that golden age world. So these are the two questions which were asked to us, and last season we had to ponder, we had to think on those questions of attaining the highest status and for that purpose to develop power to pick up and power to withdraw. We have so many desires and so many things. From all those desires, we have to withdraw. unless we withdraw, unless we pack up, we will not be able to accelerate our efforts to attain the highest status, the highest stage. So now, for them only, those who have fully utilized this power, and those who have fully developed this power to pick up and power to withdraw in their personal lives, for them, now, just as you know in a college, first, or in a school, first standard, second, third, fourth, like that you see, those who have conquered their desires, those who have fully packed up all their assets, which are scattered all over the world, all over the places, and those who have withdrawn from the modern worldly world, from their positions and all those things. Now for them, from the very beginning of this season, Baba has said that now you have to develop this power of contentment, to be the jewel of contentment. Baba has used a beautiful word in Hindi, santushta mani. Mani means jewel, and santushta means contentment. We should be fully contented. We should not have now desires, because otherwise what happens? Those Baba yesterday has beautifully said that you should be the master. You should not be the slave. You should be the master of your desires, of your sanskaras and all those things. So unless and until we become master, what will happen? That we will be slaves always and always of our desires. What will happen? If we are slaves of our desires, then what happens? I don't know whether you have read that story by Tolstoy, Leo Tolstoy of Russia. The title of his story, that was part of our textbook when we were students in a college, that how much land is required by a person? How much land is required? And the story is very beautifully said by Tolstoy on this subject of our greed. We are the slaves of our greed. We are the slaves of our desires. We do not have a contented life. So he goes to a landlord and he says, I want land from you. He said, okay. Right from sunrise to sunset, you cover as much land as possible. As much land as possible. And that will be your land. So that man next day, you see, comes to his village, near his palace and starts walking. And he has been told that now sunrise is there, you start walking. And before sunset, you must come back to this particular point. And whatever total area of land that you cover in this time between sunrise and sunset, that will be yours. So he starts walking. He is going further and further, far away and away and away, in order to conquer or in order to cover as much land as possible. And then suddenly he finds that, oh, he has traveled a lot. He has not taken food also. He has not drank water and all those things also. Suddenly he says, now he must come back. So he starts walking. And then he finds that he is racing against time. So he's running, he starts running. He gets exhausted. And the moment there is sunset, he touches that point. But by that time, he's so much exhausted that he dies. He dies there, you see. And then, the next day, he has been cremated. Cremated in a graveyard. And then, there is that epitaph written on his graveyard, this much land is required. Beautiful story, beautiful meaning of the story, that how much we require in the end, in the ultimate analysis, how much we require. This is how Tolstoy has said, that ultimately you require land 6 feet by 3 feet, something like that, for your ultimate destination. And that is what the message of that story. But then the greed of the man, that he went on traveling, walking, and then you see, ultimately you see, by the time he comes back, he is so much exhausted that his heart fails and he dies. So this is the end. Solomon, there is a story also, no? Solomon Grundy was born on Monday, Christian on Tuesday, like that, you see. And then he fell sick on Saturday, buried on Sunday. That is the story of Solomon Grundy. So that is the story of all human beings in this modern world, about all those, how many millions and billions of people are there. For them, life is full of desires. We are being dragged by our desires. We cannot control and master our desires. Baba has said in one of those Muralis also, which has been rightly said, translated in English also, that the earth on which we are living has sufficient resources for our need, but it does not have sufficient resources for our greed. There is that distinction between need and greed. So there are sufficient resources for need, of our need, and we can, and the earth can easily supply. If that is easily supplied, then why we should be after our greed? Because when we are greedy, but then what happens? Then our desires multiply. We are dragged by our desires. And then what happens? Then we become slaves of our desires. Because of that, what happens? In our divine family's lifestyle, we can say that when our desires multiply, then we will not be able to pay full attention to our efforts. Our main contention, our main aim is to be like Father, as Baba has said yesterday. Like Father. Our main intention is to be part of the rosary of that 8 jewels. If not 8, 108. If not 108, then 16,108. If not part of 16,108, then 916,108. We don't know where we will be. But in the ultimate analysis, that will be told to us. Baba has said beautifully that in the ultimate end, at ultimate analysis, this whole divine family will become a glass house. And each one of us, not only each one of us about our own self, but about others also, will come to know that what status, what stage that particular soul will be able to attain in the golden age. So this is why Baba has told us that we should control our desires. We should have a contented life. Question is it so easy? Well, on this question of how to be jewel of contented life, you see, it's not a lecture required on this thing. This is to be applied in principle, in our practical daily life. That unless we control our desires, until we control our demands, unless and until we transform ourselves from the worldly life to this divine life, then till that time it is not possible for us to be a santushtamani, jewel of contentment. It's a reality, a real question. It is not merely a theoretical question. And in the ultimate analysis, our ultimate progress will be decided by Baba. You know, he is the supreme judge also. The fourth relationship with Shiv Baba. You know, three relationships we all know. Father, supreme teacher, and supreme guru also. These three relationships are now, at the moment. But the fourth relationship, these three relationships are with our divine family. The fourth relationship with Him as God the Supreme or the Supreme Justice. And that relationship will be told to everybody. Everybody will know that fourth relationship. That fourth relationship has been accepted by almost all religions. Hindu religion, for example, that also believes that ultimately we all will be produced before God the Supreme. And there is that man, Chitragupta. He is maintaining accounts of everybody, each one of us. To that Baba has indirect reference, that Baba, he can open the account and see accounts of anybody, any center, anybody, any individual also. He can suddenly open and find out what we are doing and where we are. So that is their part of the Hindu religion also. Even in case of Islam also says Qiyamat, that in the ultimate analysis, at the time of destruction, all the souls who are there in that graveyard, they will all come out of graveyard and they will be all produced before God the Supreme Justice. And then God will give justice. Either He will give us penalty, punishment, or rewards also. And Christianity also, Day of Judgment, is also part of the Christian mythology and Christian philosophy also. There also it is accepted. Like that, almost all the important religions of the world, they believe in these things. So ultimately, in the ultimate analysis, when it is there, then at that time, Baba will be asking us. In the ultimate analysis, Baba has said also that He will conduct one examination, small examination. That will be a small examination of 1 second, 1 minute. And in that examination, those who pass successfully, they will be part of the rosary of the golden age. And those who fail in that last ultimate examination, they will be part of the silver age rosary. So the distinction or ultimate and final position of all of us will be based on that last examination, the last examination, that whether we successfully appear in that last examination, whether at that particular moment in our last examination, whether we will be able to remember Sri Baba or we will be able to remember worldly things. To be successful in that last examination, we have to be jewel of contentment. Then only we will be able to remember Sri Baba. Otherwise, what will happen? There is that story. There is a very important story of Indian businessman. He was working in stock exchange, stock exchange everywhere, selling and buying and selling shares and all those things. So he was having temperature. So doctor examined his temperature, and his son asked the doctor that what is the temperature? Then the doctor said 102. That man was thinking not of God, but shares and stocks and all those things, you see. He was purchasing and selling stocks and shares. So he said to his son that, oh, it's 102. Okay, if it touches 108, sell all those shares. He was thinking that 102 is not his own bodily temperature, but he was thinking that 102 is the price of some stocks which he was owning as his stock in trade. And so he said that if it touches 108, please sell them away. So even at that last moment, when he was on his deathbed, he remembered his business and not Sri Baba, God the Supreme. And then with the result, what happened? You see, the son said, Father, now at least at this last moment, remember God. Don't remember your business, don't remember your stocks. But what happens? We remember like that. Many people, you see, particularly those in the field of bhakti, they try to cheat Sri Baba. They try to cheat God. There is a famous story in India that, you see, they keep the name of their children, Narayan, Krishna, something like that, all those things, you see. So what happens that at the end, they will remember their children. Oh Narayan, oh Narayan, oh Narayan. So they remember their children. But they think that God is full enough that you see, God will think that, oh God, He is remembering me, and therefore He will give him salvation. Even at the last moment, when we are on our deathbed also, at that moment also, people in bhakti try to cheat God. They think that God is full, and therefore what will happen? That God can be easily cheated. We will remember our children, and He will remember that He is remembering me, the God, and therefore He will give me salvation. This is funny, but this is a reality. It's a fact. Based on that, you see, many people have done so many things in the field of bhakti that instead of doing something positive, they do something whereby they think that, oh, we can easily cheat. In the end, God the Supreme. But it is not so easy. God is not that fool. You see, He is very clever, very clever. You must have also heard many times how, you see, I mean, cleverly He puts His things, you see, beautifully He puts His things in front of us, and then says, okay, do like this, do like that. Yes, He is the Supreme Commander, Supreme Master. And therefore, in order to be the jewel of contentment, as Dadi Janaki said also today in the morning class, all of you were there, you see, most of you were there, you see, that Dadi said that those who have full faith in God, they will be embodiment of contentment. If we do not have faith in God, then what will happen? We will have not 100% concentration on God. Our concentration will be scattered on all so many other things also of life. With the result, what will happen? That we will not be able to remember God in the end. Look at Brahma Baba. Look at Brahma Baba's life objectively. He was also like us. He was also putting in efforts. He had to put in efforts also. I remember, I written also this story, that I was traveling with Brahma Baba from Abu to Delhi. When in Delhi there was that exhibition organized, and we invited Baba to see the exhibition service. So when we were going, you see, we were in the same compartment. On one side of the compartment, lower berth, Brahma Baba was there. On the other side was Sister Lachu. On the seat above Brahma Baba, Usha was sleeping. On the other side, on the upper berth, I was sleeping. So at about 2:30, I got up and I found that Brahma Baba was sitting and remembering Sri Baba. I could not understand what Baba was doing. So I thought Baba is not getting sleep because of the train. In the train, you see, train is moving like this, and therefore many people do not get sleep in the train. So I just asked casually Baba, then Baba, why are you not sleeping? You are not getting sleep in the train? Why then you should not travel by train, you should have traveled by air and gone to Delhi by air, because we are now spoiling your sleep. Baba said, no, I get sleep in the train, but now I am remembering Baba. So I said, Baba, you are remembering Baba at this moment, at 2:30, at night? Why you are remembering him at 2:30? You have asked us to get up early in the morning at 4 o'clock and remember him. Why you are remembering at 2:30? And then Mama Baba told me that, oh child, I am not lucky like you. You are more luckier than me. That means luckier than me, luckier than Brahma Baba. Can you accept that statement? Brahma Baba saying that you children are more lucky than Brahma Baba. So I said, Baba, that is impossible. You are more lucky. You are the chariot of Sri Baba, and all those things, we have to follow you as our Supreme Father. How we are more luckier than you? He said, no child, in one respect you are more luckier, because you have your own body. You have your own body. You can put in efforts at any time, all throughout 24 hours, you can put in your efforts to remember Baba, do godly service and everything. But this soul, the Brahma Baba's soul, cannot do anything. Most of the time, this body is occupied by him. This body is occupied by Sri Baba. And so at that time he cannot do anything. He is just a mere observer. He cannot put in any efforts at that time. So he said that I have to put in efforts in order to attain my perfect stage. I am also a student. I am also listening to Baba's Murli, and I have to also put in efforts on account of Baba's knowledge. But I don't get time. But at night time he does not come, he does not require rest. I require rest. He does not require rest. So at night time this body is free. I can utilize this time and remember Sri Baba for my great efforts for attaining perfection. And therefore, he was also putting in his own efforts as a student in order to attain the highest stage. And that, look at Brahma Baba. He had most simple life. Come to my office. Come to my office and you will see Brahma Baba's office. Baba, you see, he had simple office. I think simplest of all of us. Maybe all of us might be enjoying luxuries of life. But Brahma Baba had simplest office, no desires, no demands. And therefore, he was real jewel of contentment. He is, in that photograph you will see Baba is sleeping. I mean, Baba writing letters. And he is there on a bed. And bed with one bed sheet on that one only. Nothing more than that. Simple bed. Not even a luxurious bed. The beds on which you are sleeping at the moment. While you are taking sleep at Gyansovar or at Bandhavan or anywhere else. That is more costly than the bed on which Brahma Baba was sitting and writing. He had no table, writing table. No office table. All of us, when we work, uncle, you have got office table? Dr. Raybert, you have got office table. And Baba has no office table. He had two pillows only in front of him. On those two pillows, he would put his left hand and with his writing pad, and then he will reply all those letters. 30-40 letters he will write. That is, Baba is the symbol of simplicity and symbol of contentment. No desires, no demands. That is the highest stage. And therefore, when he became avyakta, last words uttered by him, he was in charge of the entire institution. He was the soul, so to say, soul of the institution, apart from Sri Baba. But even then, at the last moment, he did not remember duties, that this is there or that is there and all those things. Look at Socrates. You remember Socrates? You know Socrates? Socrates is one of those great philosophers of the Western world, Greek philosophy. And look at his ultimate end. When ultimately, you know, he was given poison and he drank poison and he was in the prison and all his students were there in front of him, including Plato and others. And when he drank poison, slowly and slowly, effect of that poison, his legs, you see, started getting dead. His lower portion of the body was dead. And then Plato asked him, is there any unfulfilled desire of Socrates? And Socrates said, yes, tell my wife, his wife's name is Zempathy. He tells Plato, tell my wife that we have borrowed 3 chickens from our neighbor. And we have to repay those 3 chickens to our neighbor. So tell my wife that she should repay those 3 chickens to my neighbor. He could not, and the great philosopher, a number one philosopher of the Greek philosophy, at the end, could not remember God in the ultimate analysis, in the final analysis. But he remembered his wife and 3 chickens. That asked my wife, Zempathy, that he should return 3 chickens to the neighbor. Look at the ultimate final end of that great philosopher. Not remembering God, but remembering his wife and chickens. Not even children also, but chickens. And remember, look at Brahma Baba. Yet all souls were there, all of us were there. And he was in charge, commander in chief of the institution in the corporeal form. But he still remembers it. I think I'm going to Baba. And he left to meet Bab Dada. Ultimate. This is how ultimate end came. Because he could not yet fully detach himself from everything else in this modern world. Otherwise, look at his wealth. Look at his wealth. He was wealthier than any one of each of us. His wealth. We all have knowledge of our own wealth, how much wealth we are having. But with his wealth and wealth of his relatives, his daughter-in-law and this other Vishwakishore, that means nephew and all those things, he could sustain this institution right from 1937 to 1952. For 16 years, in the beginning there were 800 students, and then in the end it was more than 400. On an average, 500 students were there. And 500 students got full sustenance, full bread, butter, clothes, accommodation, everything. For 16 years, 500 students. The institution survived on the strength of the money that Brahma Baba and his relatives had accumulated and surrendered for the godly service. Each one of us, we are the masters of our own wealth. Find out how money is costly every time. It's not that in those days, you see, money was cheap, things were cheap. In those days, if things were cheap, money was equally costly. And nowadays, because of inflation, money is cheap and things are costly. Let me finish afterwards, you see. And then what happened? Baba could sustain the institution. And now, think of our own self. That with so much of wealth, how much wealth we are having, and with this wealth, if we have to sustain and manage and maintain 500 people, for how many days we can sustain this 500 people? He could sustain, that means he has so much, even then he could surrender everything to Baba, fully surrendered. He is the symbol of complete surrender to Shiva Baba, full, complete surrender. That is the beauty of Brahma Baba. And therefore what happened in the ultimate end, he became a real jewel of contentment. And therefore if we have to follow Sri Brahma Baba, because Sri Baba, for him, he is not having any desires, because he is not going to be in the golden age. Therefore he has no desires, but we have desires. So we have to follow Brahma Baba. And therefore find out, to what extent we have surrendered our worldly beings also. To what extent we have detached ourselves, we have packed up ourselves from the worldly things. To what extent we have withdrawn from the modern world, its demands and desires. To what extent we have got still those leakages and linkages. If there are leakages and linkages also, then we will not be able to move forward. Find out whether we are really moving forward or not? Are we progressing? Are we progressing or not? Let us have that introspection and find out. If not, if we are not progressing, and if we think that our speed of progress is not that, that the speed is not that much, that we will be able to reach our destination in time or before time. Like Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba could reach his destination before time. I asked Brahma Baba once this question, that you are telling that destruction will take place in 1976. If destruction does not take place in 1976, then what will happen? How will you answer? He told me a very beautiful answer, which I could not understand at that time. I said, Baba is jokingly replying these things. But he really meant, he said, that reply, those who will be there in 1976, they will have to reply. I will not have to reply. You followed the question. I told him that if destruction does not take place in 1976, and then people ask us this question, you were telling that destruction will take place in 76 and it has not taken place. How are we to answer? And He replied nicely. He had planned things in such a manner that he became avyakta, he became complete, the complete man, complete soul by 18th of January 69. And then he left, and therefore he has not to answer this question. We remained like that. We could not finish our work in advance. Are we really progressing on the desired lines? Year before last, Baba had given us time that in 6 months' time, you must become 75% perfect. Am I right? It was given to all of us. This work, homework was given to all of us. That if, just see, Baba said, I give you 6 months' time. And in this 6 months' time, you have to master yourself at least 75%, 75% perfect. Attain that 75% perfect stage. And the last date was 11th of May, 2001, if you remember. And on 12th of May, Baba sent us message that, okay, you see, those who have not attained 75% perfection and all those things have been told to us in that message. But the real aspect of the story is that how many of us within given time of 6 months, we could attain 75% perfection in all respects. We could not. And this, therefore, what happened? That even if we are told in advance that this is your goal, and this goal is attainment of 75% perfection in 6 months' time, even then with desired goal, with desired time limit and everything, we could not gear up and accelerate the speed of our efforts to attain perfection, attain 75% perfection. It's a reality, it's a fact that we could not match our performance with the desired result. Although we were informed in advance, and therefore, although it is said that pre-warned is pre-armed, we were pre-warned also that yes, you have to attain 75% perfection. But even then, we could not attain 75% perfection. That shows that our speed is not matching with our desires. Desire to be perfect embodiment of all those things, of all these divine aspects of knowledge. And based on that thing also, if we do not accelerate our speed, then what will happen? I always tell the story of Khalil Gibran. Khalil Gibran, you know, is a Western author. He writes beautiful stories, and in these stories, just as a poet, in a short poem, small poem, can convey beautiful meaning. In one small story, he conveys beautiful meaning that one Jack, you know Jack, one animal, you see, fox, you must be knowing, fox or Jack. You see, in the morning, you see, he comes out from his house, abode, and he's in search of breakfast. And at that time, there is sunrise. And when there is that sunrise, he looks at his own shadow. He looks at his shadow. You know, when there is sunrise, you see, if you look at your own shadow also, it will be very lengthy shadow. So he looks at his shadow and he looks at it and he finds that, oh, I am such a great person. I must require a camel for breakfast. I am such a great person that I must require a camel for breakfast. And then he is in search of a camel. He wants to kill a camel and eat as a breakfast. He is in search. And then he could not get camel. By that time, it was 12 noon. Sun is perpendicularly above the head. And then suddenly he looks at his own shadow. And then he realizes his shadow is within his four legs. Then he realizes, oh, he is such a small person. In the beginning, you see, in the morning, at the dawn of the day, He was thinking that he is such a big person, he requires a camel for breakfast. And then when he at 12 noon, he looks at his own shadow in fire, realizes the reality of his own being, that you are such a small things. And then he says, now even a small mouse will be all right for me. This is the story of, in beautiful words he says that, you see, when we face realities, then we know what we are and where we are. Till that time, we all build castles in the air. Oh yes, we will all become Lakshmi Narayan. If Dadi, even Brahma Baba also used to ask this question, oh children, you would like to become Lakshmi Narayan or Ram Sita? And nobody would raise hand for Ram Sita. Everybody used to raise their hand for Lakshmi Narayan. I only raise hand for both. I also raised for Ram Sita. Then Baba asked, Baba, Ramesh, you want to become Ram Sita? I said, yes, in the golden age, Lakshmi Narayan, and in the silver age, Ram Sita. I want to attain both. I was just always trying to play mischief with Brahma Baba. But look at it, the reality, that in the beginning of golden, our divine life, we all desire to be number one, Lakshmi Narayan, members of the divine family, and all those things, divine family of Lakshmi Narayan, all those things. But ultimately, when we will realize at the end, to what extent we have put in our efforts, then we will realize, then we will say, okay, anything will be okay for us. And that is how, you see, at the moment, if we do not realize the speed of our own efforts in order to attain perfection, to attain complete stage, and if we do not accelerate, if we do not answer that question, that are you happy with your efforts in the present day, present age? If we are not happy and if we do not change ourselves, our lifestyle, our efforts and all those things, that in the end what will happen? Like that Jack, he said, even a small mouse will be sufficient for my breakfast. Like that we will say, anything will be sufficient, anything above copper age, anything in golden age or silver age will be sufficient for us. And at that time, we will realize. I always tell that another story of our brother, one brother Girdhari Lal of Bombay. He was a very rich person, very rich person. He was in this divine family from 37 to 39. But then in 39, because of his children said, we want to go to the world and we want to establish in our own lives, we want to go out. And therefore, because of the children, they had also to leave this divine family. And then once he became part of the outside world, he forgot Baba. But then in 62, he came into contact with Brahma Baba again. When Baba was in Bombay, he suddenly came into contact and then he started taking knowledge. But he could not accelerate his efforts. But he was thinking that, oh, he is rich, he will get a good return. And he was a very good friend of mine. So I always used to tell that brother Girdhari Lal, that come on, now you see, you are already aged, now you are having grandchildren also. Now you devote time for Baba. You should put in now more efforts for your Baba. Why you are still busy with your work? Your children are taking care of your business. Why you are attending your business? You attend godly service. Do something for your own self. But he would not listen. He had his first heart attack. Even then, at that time also, after the heart attack, when he recovered, I told him, come on, come to Mount Abu. Now at least purify yourself. Now at least you must put in your best efforts. Do something for your future life. But he would not listen. And suddenly he had second heart attack and he left body in 63. In those days, Baba used to send souls into the body of the messenger sisters, those departed souls. And so what happened that his relatives had organized bhog in favor of or in honor of that departed soul, that Girdhari Lal. Girdhari Lal came into the body of one of the divine sisters. I was there in that gathering. I was sitting at the end because all his relatives, his daughters and his sons and grandsons and his wife and what not, all of them were in front of him. And he came down, that means his soul came down into the body of Dadi Pushpa Shanta. And then he was searching, and then he found me in the one corner, and he said, "Ramesh, come in the front." I said, no, Giridharilal, I don't want to meet you. You see, you meet your children, you meet your grandchildren, you meet your wife. He said, "No, I have not come here to meet my relatives. I have come to meet you." I said, "Why?" He said, "Come in front, I will tell you." So, I came in front of him. Then, there was this, in those days we were not having tape recorder, we were having records. And there is one song, "Oh God, forgive me for my mistakes. Nath meri, kshama karo meri bhul." There is one song, "Oh God, forgive me for my mistakes." And he told his sister that you should play this song twice, for 6 minutes that means. And he, with his folded eyes in front of me, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "Oh God, forgive me, oh God, forgive me." He said, "Ramesh, ask Baba to forgive me. And I had, with my handkerchief, I was wiping out tears from his eyes like this. And then, but he said, "No, Ramesh, do not touch me, do not wipe out my tears, let me cry. For 6 minutes he was crying. And then at the end I said, "Why, Giridharilal, why you are crying?" He said, "I had my own ego. I had my own ego that I am a multi-millionaire, and therefore I will get a very good position in the new next birth." So when he went in front of Sri Baba after leaving his body, when he was in front of Sri Baba, he with his ego said, "Baba, you will be giving me birth in a very rich royal family." And then Baba said, "Why? Why should I give you birth in a rich royal family?" So he said, "Baba, I am a rich royal person." Baba retorted, "You were rich and royal person, not now." He said, "What? I am still the owner of everything." He said, "No, now your children have become owner of your wealth. And therefore, I cannot give you anything, any reward on the strength of what you were owning, because all that you own went to your children. I cannot give you anything. Then, what will be my future?" Baba said, "Your future depends on whatever good that you have done during your lifetime. And you have done very little during your lifetime. And therefore, you will become a poor person. You will get a birth in a very poor family." And then Giridharilal told me that was the shock of his lifetime. That is, he was a multi-millionaire. And in Hindi he said that crorepati se roadpati. Roadpati means ordinary person. From a multi-millionaire he became a roadpati. And then Baba told him that, "Look, so many times Ramesh reminded you to do something good for your own future, but you had your own ego, and therefore you neglected me. Not only neglected me, but neglected your own future. You could not build your own future. And therefore this is the result. So Baba, how to make amends? Let me go down and tell my children that they must spend so much for me." Baba said that even if now you go there and tell your children, that will be, your birth is fixed on the strength of what you have done during your lifetime. Now whatever your children they do for you will be available to you in your future after you become young or say matured enough. At that time you will gain something on account of those good things that your children have done for you. But your new birth is fixed. That cannot be altered. So he said, "You gave message through Ramesh. So now let me go to the world. Let me tell sorry to you through Ramesh." He said, "That is whatever, you can do whatever you want to like." So he was sent to meet me, and he came down to meet me, and for 6 minutes he said, "Ramesh, tell Baba to forgive me. Tell Baba to forgive me. Tell Baba to forgive me. And he was crying. All his relatives, they were all tears in their eyes. And he told his relatives that if you do not want tears like me in your eyes at the end of your life, then change your lifestyle. I did not change my lifetime on account of my ego. Now you change, otherwise you will be also crying and weeping like me. And he told me, Girdhari Lal, that Ramesh, tell this my story of my, this is the story of Girdhari Lal, that if we do not change our lifestyle, if we do not come out of the our own personal egos and all those things, our own empire of money and wealth and all those things and relatives and whatnot, if we do not pack up and utilize our lifestyle fully, change our lifestyle fully, then you will have to cry and weep like me. This is the message that you must tell to everyone. And this is what I am telling you also, that if we do not change our lifestyle, then in spite of whatever wealth we may be having, whatever relations and all those things we may be having a big empire, a financial empire, big business empire, what happens? Ultimately, they will not be of any use to us. You will not be having your future built up on what you have. Remember, your future will be built up on the strength of what you have successfully utilized for your own self in godly service and all those things. Based on that thing only, your future will be there. And therefore, Baba has yesterday asked us this, to be the symbol of and the jewel of contentment. If not, then what will happen? We don't know. And therefore this has been told by Baba from the beginning of this new season. And then Baba has given you special duty because you were all physically present listening to that Murli of the first meeting with Bab Dada. And so you have to be out, we all have to be the symbol, and we must symbolize the success of that first meeting. That's the duty casted on us, all of us. If we fail in our duty, I don't know what will happen to us. But remember these things, that life is a reality. The world drama is a real, it is not an artificial. And our future entirely depends on what we can do right now. Our future cannot be built up by anybody else. There is the Sanskrit verse, Parodadati Kubuddhi Resha. If others cannot disturb our lifestyle, our future, others cannot change our lifestyle also, our future also. Others cannot also do something for us. We are the masters of our own destiny. When we were preparing exhibition on Raj Yoga, I wrote to Baba, Brahma Baba, that Baba, our last picture should be designed by you. We want last picture from you and the message at the end. And Baba sent that thing, that earth is on the deathbed and the Brahma Kumari sister is pouring knowledge. And then at the bottom it is written that you are the master of your destiny. Nobody else can make or mar your destiny. You are the master, you are the Brahma of your own future life, future world. That was the message of the second exhibition on, that means the first exhibition on Raj Yoga. The first one was, and Baba also referred to the exhibition service today also, that you can take it to foreign countries. This is what we did in 71. We started godly service with the help of that Raj Yoga exhibition. So, the future is in our hands. Our future is in our hands. Nobody else can change our future. And therefore, remember this message of yesterday, that we have to be the symbol of contentment. If we cannot master our demands and desires, our leakages, and then our leakages and linkages will not allow us to move forward. This is the message. And that is the story of yesterday's Murli, the essence of yesterday's Murli.